Hosanna.
Amen. Come on. Talk about amen. When Minister Simon was singing this song, amen, we should have been jumping around.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. We need to learn how to, when we're in church, I don't care what you experience before you got here.
Come on, Elder.
When you come to church, you got to let it go.
Yeah.
And let God minister to you. Amen. The Bible said, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Jesus lifted me. Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the book of Acts. Somebody say that for all the testimonies. Oh, we should have done the altar call. Amen. But nevertheless, we just thank God for all of these wonderful blessings. Thank God for his mercies, his kindness. Amen. Thank God for all that he's done. My wife talked, gave testimony for Brooke and the children in school. Let's just be mindful to keep the family of the five-year-old in prayer. Amen. There goes some of us without children. By the grace of God. I said there goes some of us without children. But the grace of God. Amen. You know, I study scripture. What I try to do, I try to keep my mind kind of fresh. So every once in a while, I go try to learn a whole chapter. Amen. Just so to commit to memory so that my mind doesn't wear out. But I was studying Timothy. I know the whole thing, but I'm not going to show you. I'm going to read one verse. Like 20 of them. I learned it in 2 days. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you know I want to be fresh. But Paul said, I exhort therefore.
Yeah.
This is what he said. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, and intercession, and the giving of thanks be made for all men.
Yeah.
Amen. For all men. He said, I exhort, I encourage you to pray. He said, not just for all men. He said, but for kings, for all that in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. He said, for God would have all men to be saved and to come to the
knowledge of the truth.
Prayer leads to salvation. Amen. Just do yourself, you know, sometimes we get caught up in everything else. And the only thing that I ever read in the Bible that would never be taken away from us is the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to try to commit it to memory. We got bad memories. My memory is not like it used to be. But I challenge myself spiritually, amen, because I want to be in a position where Jesus told him, said, don't worry about it, you study it. And in the hour that you need it, God's hour, will bring it back to your
remembrance.
Well, he can't bring anything back to remembrance that we don't put in there. Amen. So let's make it a habit. If you learn 5 or 10 scriptures a week. Amen. 5 or 10 scriptures a week at the end of a year would be over 500 something new scriptures. Don't learn the ones you already know. Learn some new scriptures. Amen. Well, we're going to read Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 6 of Acts chapter 9. Amen. Let's continue to pray. Amen. We were watching the news. There was a shooting of a teenager in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Then there was a shooting of a college student. I mean, it's just the world is just going berserk. Wow. But thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. First one reads, and Saul yet breathing out threat and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Went unto the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of his way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for your divine presence that we already feel in this place. Lord, we thank you for being a way maker. Lord, we just thank you for being God. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you that you have taken up residence in our hearts through the Holy Ghost. That this afternoon we ask you to speak, oh God, to every need that exists in the congregation. Lord, search heart. Lord, search minds. Lord, send the spirit of healing, the spirit of deliverance, oh God, the spirit of joy, God, the spirit of peace. Lord, send it through thy word, and for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We may be seated. Truly, we just honor God. Amen. We honor God. And I'm just going to read one verse of scripture over, and then we're going to go to Psalms 34. I'm going to read verse 6 again. No, not verse 6. I'm going to go to verse 5. Verse 5 of the same chapter. You know, sometimes I think we forget about who God is. We forget about what God can do. Amen. We get into the routine or the habit of things. We forget about we have not just a regular God. We have a God that's able to do exceeding. Anybody know what exceeding means? Amen. Then listen, he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all. Our God can do what? Exceeding. Abundantly above all that you can ask or think. We can think of a whole lot of stuff. But God is able to excel that. But many times we forget about who the Lord is. So Paul, Saul, before he was converted, said, "Who art thou?" I think sometimes we forget who the Lord is. Amen. We forget what he can do. I heard John say in the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and 19, he's the Lord of lords. And he is a king. I said, I heard John say on the Isle of Patmos, he is the Lord of lords, and he is a
king of kings.
Lord, nobody else. Nobody else has that kind of credentials. Amen. Whoever is the Lord, he's over there. Whoever is a king, he's over there. But we forget many times in our situations. We fail to remember what God is and what God can do. So this afternoon, we want to deal with who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? You know, when God was trying to deliver his people out of Israel, out of Egypt, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, God said, let my people go. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be where you are. Amen. If you just believe and know who the Lord is. And Pharaoh had the audacity to insult God. He said, who is? Who is the Lord? Amen. Well, we're going to read in here in Psalm 34. It's going to tell us who he is. Now, we all, as I heard someone say earlier, we all going through something. Can I get an amen? I heard another preacher say, if you're not going through something, you're coming out of something.
That's right.
And if you're not coming out of something, you're about to go into it.
That's right.
Amen. Because the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our God will deliver them out of them. I said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our God will deliver them out of them all. So we're going to go through some stuff while we're on earth. Amen, but don't let that make you back up. You got to remember who is
the Lord.
I said, whatever you're going through, don't limit God. You got to remember who is the Lord. God does everything for us. Amen, but he can't work. The Bible says he could do not many works or miracles or wonderful works in his own country. Because of their
unbelief.
I said he could not do many works. He performed miracle after miracle in Samaria. One healing, a miracle after another in Cana of Galilee. But then he went to his own people and he couldn't do many mighty works because of their
unbelief.
Who is the Lord. Amen. Do you want to know who he is? You cannot approach God through unbelief. That's why the man who had a son that was sick, he went to Jesus. He said, Lord, come heal my son. Amen. Tonight, anybody need some healing? I'm not just talking about health healing. I'm talking about financial healing. I'm talking about mental healing. I'm talking about relationship healing. We need some type of healing.
Yeah.
Jesus said, he said, you don't believe. He said, if I do it, you really don't believe. The man said, you know what, Lord, you're right. I don't believe, but help thou my
unbelief.
Come on, can I get some help? Help thou my
unbelief.
Hallelujah. Maybe you don't have all the faith that you should have, but ask God to help you.
Yes.
Because everybody needs to know who is
the Lord.
The Lord. Psalm 34, verse 1. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at
all times.
Amen. We're going to preach with each other today.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not talking about bless the Lord when I got $1,000 or a check I didn't expect.
Right.
I'm not talking about I got something I expect. He said, but I will bless the Lord at
all
times. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I'm going to bless you at all times. And his praise shall be
continually.
You know what I mean? He just rolling off.
Right.
Amen. Somebody said, well, you look like you're down in the gut. I'm still going to praise him. Because his praise is continual. Hallelujah. And I will bless the Lord at
all.
Amen. Sometimes the devil robs God of praise that should be in our mouth. Because we forget who?
It's the Lord.
I said we forget who?
The Lord.
It's the Lord. So we forget who he is. So the devil starts stealing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, he can't. There's a doctrine that it's not really true. I went to a men's conference and got into a debate. Tell him to take back what the devil stole from you. Okay. The Bible says, God be for us.
Who can be against you?
Who can be against you?
That's right.
So he can't take anything unless God allows him to do it. So I'm not talking about taking back what the devil stole from you. I'm talking about taking back what you allowed yourself or you surrendered to him because you did not stand on God.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest power in this world?
God.
He said, Jesus said, what? Some power.
Oh,
come on, y'all. I said, we're going to preach to each other. Amen. You're going to get some victory today.
Yeah.
Because we forget who has all the power.
Mm-hmm.
We forget who the Lord is. We forget what God can do. So in the middle of it, somebody say in the middle of it.
In the middle of it.
Do you really believe that? Somebody in the middle of it?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of it. Hallelujah.
All right.
But I heard somebody say in the middle of it, the devil can't steal my joy.
Right.
In the middle of it, the devil can't take my praise. Amen. Today, everybody is ordained a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen. So we're going to preach to each other
mm-hmm.
so we can get victory. Amen. We do not want to continue to wallow in the mire that we in when God can lift us up. We don't want to continue to be in the muck and the mire when the Bible said Jesus was setting our feet on a solid rock. Why are we down in the pits? Why are we down in the guttermost when he can lift us up?
Yeah.
So the psalmist goes on to say, my soul shall make her
boast in thee.
Can we get some help?
Yeah.
You might be tired, you might be weary, but you right now, we're going to get some victory.
Come on.
Amen. We're going to get it together.
Yes.
He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be
glad.
Be glad. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is the Lord. Verse 3 reads, oh, magnify the Lord
with me.
He doesn't say magnify him by himself. Mm-hmm. Amen. I want you to magnify the Lord with me. Amen. It said, and let us
boast with me together.
Can we exalt his name together? Because now we'll have some patience. wait for it. That's what we hope. When you're in God, you don't have to be ashamed. Mm-hmm. You said, we read earlier, said, they were not what? Ashamed. Well, you know, if I do this, maybe a little later it might fall. Not in God. Amen. He knows how to take the crooked thing. And we all had that testimony because we all messed up. So we've all messed up somewhere. Yeah. Some kind of way. Yeah. But God took that wrong thing and made it straight. Yeah. We've all had some rough places in our lives. We've all had some mountains and experiences. But God took those rough places and made them smooth. Why? Because we know who the Lord
is.
Come on, talk to him. But God can't help you if you act like he's a nothing. No one Isaiah said, I saw a divine, I had a divine experience with God. He said, I saw the Lord and he was
high
and
lifted up.
Lifted up, and then his train filled the temple. Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a shaking in that place. Yeah. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. Yeah. Amen. You got to know who the Lord is. In the middle of what you're going through, you still must see
the Lord.
The Lord. Verse 7 reads, I'm so glad. Anybody feel the Lord? Anybody feel the Lord and reverence him? He said, the angel of the Lord
campeth around.
Lord, when everybody tried to destroy me and write me off, I had an angel encamped all around me.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard somebody say, Jesus be a fence all around me. Lord, I want you to protect me as I go on my way. Lord, I'm going to stand still so you can fight my battle. Jesus be a fence all around me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's because we know who
the Lord is.
The Lord is. Amen. The angel of the Lord and kept the ground about them that fear him. And then God goes one step further. He doesn't just protect us, but then he
delivereth them.
Mm-hmm. We lose deliverance. We lose so much from God because we fail to realize who the Lord is and what God can do. In the middle of our trials, most of the time it happens to all of us. You read every prophet in the Bible, they have some low points.
Yeah.
They have some discouraging points. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah, Isaiah, you can read them all. Amen. They have some low points when things got so bad. It's all right to have a low point, but you got to come up out of that.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to come out of that low point, and you got to trust God. Jacob had a low point. Jacob was afraid of what was coming against him, so he separated himself from his family. But the Lord. Amen. God knows where you are. So there's times when we can't get to him, so he will come and see about you. There are times in our brokenness. There are times in our low-down situations that we can't get to God, so God will come and see about you. God, that's why I'm so glad I got the Lord on my side. The middle of it. Verse 8 says, we're talking about who?
The Lord.
Come on, man. We're talking about what?
The Lord.
Who is the Lord. Amen. When you leave it there, I hope you have a greater understanding of who the Lord is.
Yeah.
The psalmist says, oh, takes. But right now it's time to taste and see that the Lord is. I said, I don't know what you're going through, but right now it's time for us to taste and see that the Lord is. And blessed is he that trusted in him.
Jesus.
We're talking about who?
The Lord.
I'm so glad I know I said, I'm so glad I know him.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have to hear him by the hearing of the ear, and I don't have to see him by somebody else's testimony, because I know what God has done for me.
Yes.
Amen. Many times I didn't know how I was going to make it. Many times I didn't know where my help was coming from. Amen. All I could do is be still and know that he was God. And then my God showed up. I said, whatever you're going through, you have to remember who
the Lord,
who the Lord is. Just drop down to verse 15. Amen. You got to know. Go back to verse 9. I need to. All we're doing is just trying to rehearse in your minds who the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We all know the president's song. We know that who the 49ers are playing this. We know this. We know that. But do we know who the Lord is?
Come on.
In your brokenness, I don't care what you smile like on the outside. Yes, there's some brokenness. Amen. You know how we know? Because God gives us the spirit of discernment.
Yes.
And we can discern there's some brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, you know, they're going through a tough time because there's another force that's in there. Sometimes we fail to realize that when we open up the door or the avenue for the devil to get a foot in, he doesn't like to just rest at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and tries to reside there.
Right.
So now you gotta fight. Why you gotta fight? Because he cannot come into a vessel that God has. Because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So he wages a mental battle because he can't get the physical.
Right.
Do you know that's what the devil does?
Yeah.
He cannot occupy our vessels because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God will not dwell in a vessel with the devil. So what the devil has to make you think is that he's in control.
Yeah.
That's right.
Quit giving up, losing, because he's falling up here.
Mm-hmm.
And God's banging on the heart saying, he can't get in.
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Because I'm encamped
round about.
God said, I'm encamped all about you. So the devil can't get the victory. So he has to do like this Syrians did to children of Israel. They had to send all kind of notes to try to scare them. Mm-hmm. Amen. When Sennacherib wanted to come in and take over Israel, the first thing he did was send all these propaganda notes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did he have to do propaganda? Because he had to try to get the mental advantage.
Mm-hmm.
He had to try to get their minds.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he knew that if I get their minds, I got victory. The devil has no power over us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because the Lord, the Bible said, the Lord is there.
Spirit.
The Lord is.
That's good.
And when the Spirit of the Lord is there is.
Liberty.
The reason that we're not bound physically, but we're bound
mentally.
Well, how are we bound mentally? Because the devil said, I got to keep working on their minds, because if I lose their minds, I'm going to lose control.
Right.
And we're just in this position of just, oh God, let the redeemed,
the Lord save us.
Come on, let the redeemed,
the Lord save us.
Give God some victory.
Yeah.
You got to proclaim it. Verse 9 reads, oh, fear the Lord, ye his
saints.
Oh,
fear
the Lord. The Lord, oh, ye his
saints.
Whatever it is, stand on God. You can't lose. I don't care what the prognosis is. That's like when I was in the hospital, I said, no, just get me out of here. I don't need to hear nothing else you have to say. I don't need another disease.
Come on,
don't move me on another floor. Don't put anything else on me. Being a doctor, you say, well, I'm a specialist. Being there with Ari, and I ain't tell all this yet. My wife don't know yet either. I said, doctor, you're just wasting my time. Get me out of here.
Right.
Said, no, you got this. I said, I don't have that.
Tell them what you had,
Elmer. No, you can't do this. I had this parents or something, something. You dropped dead instantly. Come on, God, I don't have this. And if I do have it, God knows how to deliver me from it.
Yeah.
Amen. So I couldn't allow them to get into my mind. because God had not yet deposited in my spirit. Listen, I could not allow something to get something in my mind that God had not yet deposited in my
spirit.
So I said, your specialist stuff, throw this stuff to the wind. Call my wife, get my clothes, and let me go home. He's like, no, sir, you don't understand. I said, yes, I do understand.
Come on.
I need to go home. I don't need to see another specialist. I don't want to see no lung, no cancer, no this, no that. Send me home. He said, well, we can't do that. I said, well, I'll give y'all another day or so. Right? I'm going home because you're wasting my time and my money because I don't have these 10 diseases that y'all gave me. I had gout. I had this. I had that. By the time they finished, I was walking, moving. Seriously. Then they put me on a damn alarm. Don't get out the bed. Don't get out. I'm getting out the bed. I'm not using no potty thing in the bed. Put every alarm on me you want. I'm getting out of here. You know what? You got to proclaim your victory.
Yeah.
I realized it was nothing more than a test.
Yeah.
10 days of that test. That was way too long. My wife and my daughter made me keep going back. You know what? I'm not saying no more to the doctors, but you can't allow them to deposit something in your spirit that God has not put there. I was like, how did I get this bad from yesterday to today? Oh, we just found something else. Save it, doctor. I did. I said, doc, save it. Send me on. I really mean, just send me on. So they argued with me, and a few hours later, told me, you go on. You know why? Because there wasn't nothing there.
Right.
I probably, I got plus forces for this one. But what I'm saying is this: don't allow people to deposit something in your spirit to control your mind that God doesn't give you. Don't allow people to deposit something in your spirit. That's why Solomon said, life and death are in the what? People deposit stuff from you. Because you know who?
Lord is.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Oh, fear the Lord, oh, ye his saints. Oh, fear the Lord, oh, ye his saints, for there is
no one.
You won't want anything. Keep God in perspective, verse 10. The young lions who lack and suffer hunger, but they
seek the Lord. Any good.
But they that
seek the Lord
shall not want what?
Any good thing.
God's on our side.
Amen.
We know who the Lord is.
Yes.
Don't allow the devil to plant that thought in your mind that God is just doing a book on all close the book on you and you're finished. Amen. If we seek the Lord, the scripture says plainly that if God's word true is, read about it in Titus chapter 1 verse 2, said God cannot and God will not lie. So if he said he's going to bring it to pass, God cannot, God will not lie. Amen? He says, but they that seek me shall not want
anything.
If it's good, you can be assured God's going to give it to you.
Amen.
No good thing will he withhold from them that walketh
uprightly.
Walk right. Keep seeking God. You know, how many of you go to do something sometimes and you disqualify yourself before you get there because you say, "Wow, that's way too big for me." Sort of like me when we first started a church. I disqualified myself for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to sneak on out to Georgia.
You don't even know.
Mm-hmm. My wife would leave because my mother was still there. Amen. Because I was disqualifying myself. I was just like Moses. I can't be preaching every Sunday and trying to help people. I need to help myself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you know what? Sometimes you have to come to yourself. And you have to start, you have to realize it's not all about you, but it's about God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to realize it's not all about you, but it's about God. Let me go ahead and finish. They that seek the Lord shall not want. Go to verse 15. Any
good day.
If you feel as though you're missing out on some blessings, amen, turn up your prayer life.
Come on, Elder.
Turn up your fasting.
Yeah.
Turn up everything that shows God you're seeking Him. And then you have the assurance through His word that you will not want any good thing. Verse 15 reads, the eyes of the Lord are upon
the righteous,
and His ears
are open to their cry.
So you're going through something, you mean God hasn't answered you, and His eyes are on you, and His ears are open to you? Amen? And He always said, if you seek me, you won't want any good thing?
Amen.
So I believe that the fault is not in God. The fault is, many of us, we are approaching God, but we approach Him in doubt, fear, and unbelief. God cannot work with that kind of a spirit, amen? Verse 16, we'll have two more verses after this. The face of the Lord is against them that do
evil.
God said, just do the right thing, you don't have to worry about me being a mess. Just do what's right. Don't worry about what a million people do against you. The Bible said 1,000 fall on the right side, 10,000 on the left, and 10,000 on the right. He said, but it won't come nigh thee. Mm-hmm. Let it fall on them, but you don't have to worry about that,
right?
Because God is with you. Against them to do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Verse 17. The righteous, and the Lord.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh yeah, he hears.
The righteous. Cry, and the Lord,
hear.
You need something, then keep crying. Be right with God, and He will
hear
you. That's, listen, Friday, this is part of Friday about how God's word is immutable, unchangeable. That's all part about forcing God's hand and why we can't do it. God will not deny His word, neither will He deny Himself. I'm putting a picture in for Friday so more people come out on Friday. Because Sunday, we even though we take too much time teaching on Sunday because we don't have any on Friday. So if y'all want to be short on Sunday, come on.
Friday.
Because I'm teaching two messages in
1 week.
1 day. Amen. So come on Friday, I'll be short on Sunday. No, unless you're the only kid. But seriously, we are losing a lot of deliverance that we should have because we see home. And we say, God, I love you, Lord, I'm seeking you. How can you seek God when there's an opportunity to be in His presence and we don't come? Amen. So the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of
all the trouble.
Once again, the righteous cry. And the Lord
heareth
and delivereth
the righteous cry. And the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of some of their problems.
All the trouble.
A few. If we're not being delivered, the fault is not in God. Verse 18, the fault is in us. We're not seeking Him. And then in the middle of what happens a lot of times, in the middle of seeking God, we get frustrated and go back to self. And God said, oh, you are at the point of your breakthrough. Now we got to start the cycle all over again because you digress. You went back. So all that ground that you made up, you got to do it all over again. It's sort of like when we were kids in a go-kart, you pedal uphill, you get to the top, almost to the top, you get tired, you let go, you roll back. Guess what?
I do it again.
To get back up there where you were, you got to go back on the same path that you just came off of. But that's what happens to us in all of our lives. Right at our breakthrough, we allow our current to take us back. We stop fighting. Mm-hmm. We stop going against the grain. And then we wind up back. And then we get frustrated, but the fault is not in God. The fault is that we stop seeking the deliverance. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh
to them.
We can stand on this one. Somebody said, well, God is so far away from me. I cry, I pray, it just doesn't feel like the Lord is answering my prayer. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a
broken heart.
Now, this doesn't mean the broken heart means just crying like you just lost something. It's something, your heart is just, you know what, Lord, it's not about me anymore. It's all about you. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit as we all stand. We need to stop losing victories that God has intended for us. We need to stop going backwards. Amen. You know, I saw my father do this years ago. I could never do it. Sometimes we get on our bikes and we ride backwards instead of riding forward. I used to see people do it. I was like, man, I couldn't ride forward straight. But a lot of times we start turning our back on situations instead of facing them like a man and a woman and realize that our deliverance, our help comes through God as the ministers come forward. God is good. And his mercy, the Bible says, the doors are open, but the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. The reason that God won't draw nigh, the Bible says, when you're broken heart, then you draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh unto you. We need to be broken. Amen. Not broken in the sense of just sad and depressed, but broken about breaking. A broken heart means our will is broken and we're in surrender to God. Our wills are broken and we're in surrender to God. Then he saves such and all of a contract. Contract means, Lord, just as I am. I'm not going to fight your will, but I'm going to resist. This afternoon, remember who the Lord is. And if you forget it, just read all Psalm 34 again. God delivers, God saves, God delivers. Out of them all, there is no good that God will withhold from us if we keep them first. The most important thing that we can do in 2013, let's change our spiritual perspective. Amen. Praising, sing a song is not about me, but it's about Jesus. It's not about my troubles, it's about Jesus. Stop letting or allowing our adversary to play in our mind because he can't touch our spirit. Just like he told Satan when he was dealing with Job. He said, you can touch this, but you can't touch him. We have that assurance.